Arthur and George by Julian Barnes. Read by Nigel Anthony. Part 1. Beginnings. Arthur. A child wants to see. It always begins like this, and it began like this then. A child wanted to see. He was able to walk and could reach up to a door handle. He did this with nothing that could be called a purpose, merely the instinctive tourism of infancy. A door was there to be pushed. He walked in, stopped, looked. There was nobody to observe him. He turned and walked away, carefully shutting the door behind him. What he saw there became his first memory. A small boy, a room, a bed, closed curtains leaking afternoon light. By the time he came to describe it publicly, 60 years had passed. How many internal retellings had smoothed and adjusted the plain words he finally used? Doubtless it still seemed as clear as on the day itself. The door, the room, the light, the bed. And what was on the bed? A white, waxen thing. A small boy and a corpse. Such encounters would not have been so rare in the Edinburgh of his time. High mortality rates and cramped circumstances made for early learning. The household was Catholic, and the body that of Arthur's grandmother, one Catherine Pack. Perhaps the door had been deliberately left ajar. There might have been a desire to impress upon the child the horror of death. Or...